Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top 10 coaches in the NFL. This is per CBS Sports. 877-881-1053. Do you think that Mike McCarthy cracks the list? What I want to do right now is I want to put you two fine gentlemen to the test. Mikey Bassick.
You sound excited.
How many of these top 10 coaches do you think you could name without getting one single wrong answer?
Three.
Okay. Reggie, can you beat three?
I'll go five.
Reggie's got it.
Okay.
Only five?
I'm not good with coaches' names. I've already told you I forget what my wife's name is at this point, I think, in my life.
Oh, no.
So. She's so nice. She came to my wedding.
Mm-hmm, I know. Mm-hmm. She is awesome. But I'm just saying I'm not that great with coaches' names. So I would be like, oh, yeah. I would just be like, hey, the Tennessee Titans coach seems to be a good one right now.
What if I told you, Reggie, I could get all 10?
Well, you have the list.
Okay. I just wanted to see if guys would let that go unchecked. That's absolutely correct. I have the list sitting in front of me. So, yes, that would be a terrible thing to let it go. All right. So, before we get to the top 10, I just want to kick this around for a minute. Do you think that the Cowboys now have a top 10 coach? It seems as though most would agree they did not before. Do you believe they do now?
This gets tough because, like, it's a very subjective thing, one. Two, I think you also have a coach who had a lot of time with a very notable quarterback, and I think that then cuts into how people feel about him.
I don't think so.
He's borderline.
I'm just going off of teams, and I would say he's really close. And obviously this year can change a lot, but I would put him just outside the top 10.
And my initial thought is, and I have to go a little further on this, but I came up with seven or eight. I don't want to say who they are because the list is part of this too, but I came up with seven or eight pretty quickly that I feel really confident I would put ahead of McCarthy. But to your point, Reggie, I think that that could change rather quickly if, like, you know, let's say the Cowboys got to the NFC Championship game or they got to the Super Bowl. Then I think all of a sudden it's kind of the Spoelstra theory, right? Where Spoelstra, they won a couple of championships, but people didn't really give him that much love. And then everybody left, and then they were still pretty good, and now he's found a way to kind of develop Bam, and then they brought in Butler, and they've made him work when he was maybe didn't work super well at a couple other places. And it just seems like the Heat are perpetually one of the top, what, eight teams in the league. And now people look at Spoelstra, and they're like, huh. Okay, so like if McCarthy could come in with Dak and they could make a real run, then I think everyone would probably put him, what, top five or six maybe?
Somewhere in there.
So I would be inclined to agree with y'all. He's either fringe or just outside the top 10. But that is for the list to decide.
Dang, I could have got five.
She says this.
Okay, do you want to
you're going to re-up the ante?
Do you want to go past five?
I'm going to go six.
Ooh!
Can I just name the – if I forget the person's name, can I just name the team?
I'll help you with the name if you can't remember the name on
unless,
the team.
Unless, Reggie, you want to go beyond six.
As I'm thinking about it, there's some names that pop up that I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable. The tough part about this also is, like, the idea of a copycat league, and we, you know, some – for 1 year we'll put somebody up and, like, yo, this is the greatest quarterback – or greatest coach in the league, and then when their team's not nearly as good – we go, oh, yeah, that dude's actually not great. So I kind of want to see Mike do this. I also want to see which names he forgets.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is number one on the list. By the way, and I knew it was a crazy number, but his postseason record is 31-12. That is an astonishing 72% winning percentage in the postseason.
Well, it's pretty easy when you know the other team's signs.
That is true. But for some reason, the NFL still doesn't think that's a big deal. All right, number one, that is correct.
Andy Reid, your Super Bowl champion.
Andy Reid is correct at number two. Now, keep in mind, he had a losing playoff record before this last season. And Andy Reid, he strikes me as this is like the Dirk theory right here. I know I keep drawing on basketball to make comparisons where everyone agreed that Dirk was a really good player, but maybe didn't know if he could get over to the other side. Same thing with Andy Reid. Everybody agreed that Andy Reid was a quality coach, but maybe not the coach to get to the other side. Now, he's a Hall of Famer, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. All right, Bassick thus far, 2-for-2. Not only that, he is named the top two.
All right, I'm going to name the next one. There is a man who took Lamar Jackson and said, I can make this work and he can be an MVP, John Harbaugh.
That is correct. John Harbaugh, number three.
Interesting. I wasn't sure. Like, I thought John Harbaugh might be a little bit further down. I mean, he was dang near close to getting fired if Lamar Jackson didn't come through.
That's true. And there is actually somebody who's on this list that I think is way lower that should maybe
I should be re-upped. I'm thinking about names. I'm like, yo, what was I doing?
I went to the standings, NFL standings, and I'm like, oh, I could do five. Okay, you ready for the next one?
But now you're at seven. Let's go.
Yeah, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton is correct. Also, that is number four.
And, oh, he's knocking him down in order.
And I'm starting to wonder if this is Corey level of shenanigans.
I'll tell you this. At this point, I don't think I'll get number five, but I love this coach. I think he does an awesome job, and I'm going to go with the Steelers' Mike Tomlin.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Mike Tomlin is correct. He is actually number seven.
Yeah, is this a name that you were thinking about where underappreciated?
No, there's one more.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
You didn't have to go in order, but you got 5-for-5 so far. I'm impressed.
All right. I think this guy makes the playoffs almost every year, and he has a Super Bowl ring. I'm going to go with Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll is correct. That's the guy that I thought might have been a little bit underrated.
Where's he at?
He's at eight.
I think he's more appropriately ranked than we think.
Okay, see, I would slide him up to five or six because I like, and I get that the development of Russell Wilson has a long play in this, but I think the fact that they have gotten back in the mix after shifting from being predominantly a defensive-led team to seeing those guys get outpriced or older and then at least helping with the development of Russell Wilson, who is probably always going to be a star, and now making it more an offensive-based team, even though they don't have a great bevy of wide receivers, that impresses me.
Sure, but I can't get over the fact that like he consistently manages to hire offensive coordinators who are like actively trying to kind of stunt the development or stunt the usage of the best, your best asset, consistently wanting to run the football when, you know, that does not seem like the most advanced way to do this. And yeah, it seems like they kind of go against the grain from what would make them the best. But you know, obviously there's results. So what do I know?
So I feel like a lot of times results cover up all.
Yeah.
All right. So far, Patriots, Belichick, number one. Chiefs, Andy Reid, number two. Ravens, John Harbaugh, number three. Saints, Sean Payton, number four. And then you got Steelers, Mike Tomlin at number seven. And Seahawks, Pete Carroll at number eight. You have gotten six. There are still four of the top 10 coaches on the board. Bassick only needs one more.
I think I'm going to get this right and get seven because I'm going to go with a nice flavor right now, kind of the flavor of the year, and I'm going to go with Mike's son, Shanahan.
Kyle?
That would be Kyle Shanahan. That is correct.
I could tell you forgot his name.
At number five. But now, Bassick achieved his goal of seven. Now, I am intrigued. How far can he continue? Bassick? I'm going to give you the option. Would you like to attempt to get these last three, or would you like to turn it over for Reggie, knowing that if Reggie gets all three, he will steal the game and win?
Oh, I would win. I've been watching the Whammy Show, Press Your Luck.
Yes.
And this is, I need to pass my spins to Reggie at this point
no.
because there's no way – he's going to get the last three. I think he could get maybe two, but not all three.
Okay. By the way, Bassick, look at, I'll look up the name of it. There is a documentary about Press Your Luck and somebody cheating the game.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's so good if you get the chance to watch it.
My kids love watching the new Press Your Luck, and I like watching it too.
Yeah, we'll find out the name of that. All right, Reggie, here the situation. We've gotten seven. Bassick achieved his goal of seven. He is now passed to you. So if you get the final three correct, you will steal and win this game. If you get any wrong, you lose, and Bassick is the champion of the world.
All right. Let's go with one that's not going to be very fun in the Metroplex, but, you know, recent Super Bowl, Doug Peterson. Yep.
That is correct. Number nine on the list is Doug Peterson. Still remaining number six and number 10.
This is going to be tough because I feel like there's multiple here you can choose from.
Yeah, yeah. We're on this tier. Like, widely... I think that this guy is widely regarded as really good, but I also wonder where they place him. Mr. Kango, McCat Man himself, Bruce Arians.
I don't think so.
And the dream is over with that.
Should I gone McVay? I should have gone McVay.
Sean McVay is, in fact, I think, overrated at number six.
Yeah.
I was thinking him, and then here's where I was going to be tough, too. I wasn't going to pick McVay, and I'd forgotten his name. But I was going to decide between Buffalo and Tennessee.
McDermott.
So you guys,
and Vrabel.
You guys will get a kick out of this. The three honorable mentions are Bruce Arians, Sean McDermott, and Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
So you guys, if we did the top 13, y'all would have dominated this piece. However, number 10.
Are they going to like the Packers?
It is Mike Zimmer with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Okay.
So,
whatever.
I think Kurt... Oh, that was some level of bitterness right there, Reggie. Woo! All right, so there are your top 10 coaches. Interestingly enough...
So, we didn't even get top 13.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy not even in the top 13. So, there's
that.
But
no new head coach. The good thing is there's no new head coach, at least, that...
That
I mean,
got
I know our guy's
him?
Not a new head coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's coached, obviously, but it's not like a new hire.
Yeah, also, Frank Reich nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I have to admit I'm a little bit surprised by that. Maybe they're like, I don't believe it yet. Let's give it one more year. Now, I had a couple of other things for you guys. Is first of all, did you see that, and do you think this is a big deal, that Marv Albert is going to sit out the NBA Redux, the bubble in Florida. He said he had second thoughts. Well, actually, I asked him if he had second thoughts, and he said, yes! that didn't happen.
I feel like I'm going to give a take here. So, Keller's hamburgers, fantastic. Marv Albert, he's about that time where he needs to go ahead and go home and be a family man. Just hang it up, right? Like, I think he's at a time. We've seen him on broadcast just completely flub names, not know who's on the court. I think he's getting to the point where he might be beyond where you would like the level of quality that you'd like for him to be able to do this. That aside, obviously I completely understand, like, from a safety standpoint, he's up there in age, right? Like, I would not necessarily want to risk it, and I don't blame him for not wanting to do that at all.
Does he only do national games, or does he have a Mark Folwell job where he is also calling a local team?
I didn't think he was rolling with the Knicks.
I think he's Turner Sports exclusively.
By the way, okay, if you ever get the opportunity to look up a hilarious video clip, go check out the time that his toupee wasn't ready or whatever.
Oh, no.
When he's on Larry King. He is wearing, I think it's on Larry King, a nondescript black baseball hat. There's no logo on it. There's no nothing. And, like, you could tell somebody gave him that hat because the toupee adjustment wasn't done correctly or, like, something was going on and he wasn't ready to go. And I just think that's hilarious.
I think let's have a great conversation on this for a minute or two. When is the right time to go to the toupee? Because we know multiple people wear toupees that are older. I mean, I think, like, just calling out the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, I think when he didn't take off his hat when we were at training camp, the reason he didn't take his hat off for the national anthem is he didn't have his toupee on. And so that's why he didn't want to take off his hat. I'm just wondering, At what age do you decide I'm going to the toupee, or is that an older thing? Is that for guys that are kind of like of the age of 70 or older? That was a deal in their lives. And for us, we just shave our head and we're okay with being bald.
I think it's being phased out. I do, though. I do have to say one of my favorite moments of working at the newspaper was we had a guy, really nice guy, hard worker, but he wore a toupee and it was really obvious. And then one weekend, he either got the toupee colored or he got a new colored toupee. And like it looked like it had highlights or whatever. And then he came back wearing it and everyone was just like, oh my God, did you see so-and-so? And I was like, of course I did.
I don't think it's the entire portion of it, but it's gotta be part of it. We got high definition everything now, right? Like those.
They know.
People knew before, right? Like it's so much more difficult to make that thing go.
Jason Witten didn't toupee it up, but all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm going to be on television. I need to.
He got hair plugs. He got robot hair.
Or like, and then hairspray thing that makes it fill hair in and stuff. And it's just like, I guess it's still a thing. I for me at least, unfortunately, when I was like 23 or 24, my hair started going and I was just like, I'm just going to shave
it. You made the right choice. You didn't try and cheat the game. You just realized that, you got to come home. And I
don't think you
can
toupee it for sports, right? Like if you are playing
probably
sports.
Probably not.
Like,
I don't think they have chin straps on toupees.
Because it would be far more embarrassing if your toupee flew off.
Yeah.
Then just like, oh, you're bald.
You take your hat off and the toupee sticks to it somehow.
That's exactly what I'm envisioning. By the way, shout out to Kyle from the 817. Big Bucks, the Press Your Luck scandal. So that's the name of it. Big Bucks. I think I saw it on Hulu, but you might just be able to YouTube it as well.
Okay. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.